on your device. Grow your good wealth together with FNB's Good Savings Account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 362 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Rehoboth Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
Prolonged delay in completing the local police post worries Mukushi Milumbu residents. Local manufacturers are urged to collaborate with ZCSA to promote product compliance and consumer protection. In African news, a teacher killed and 25 girls abducted in gun battle at Nigerian school. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Mulundu community in Mukushi district have raised their fresh concerns over the prolonged delay in completing the local police post, a project they considered a vital for improving security. Oscar Chisanga, who spoke on behalf of the residents, said their stalled works have contributed to the rise in criminal activities in the community. He says the facility, which is expected to be finished within 4 months, has remained dormant past its scheduled time frame.
Tireba kuchinchisha contracta uyu ure panga police station, police post kuno kumurundu. Because ngamamona mama manzi vapere. Nga kansela mutale Christopher mutale varisala ndokokova kuti apare ndapa pedisala ndokovati awe kodala from 4 months yala ndiri. But ngamamona 4 months yari pita denyero vavika no apaso ndela ndapa. Vavikire nomba ling bimu. Ling bimu yi eyo vavikire. Pasa iki matiro tapali. Yomba kusho kontrakta, tabamu pere ndarama na mchilipo shani. Nipoti mwale pere alela ngokuwa chikontrakta yomu harimu pere ndarama. So tururumu kwa tingu harimu pere ndarama muli poti yeru ila mwale pere itatua liko bonse. Iseni kontrakta mula nde wino wino fia rejite ichirelinga nisi nisi. Pamula wa Christopher Mutari mtuwewe chinka because kunu wama kirimino. Sama fura.
Responding to concerns, Chiveso Ward Development Committee Chairperson, Masia Chilwa, attributed the delay to the sourcing of construction materials from outside Mukushi, a process he says has taken longer than anticipated. Mr. Chilwa acknowledged the community's fears and appealed for calm, assuring residents that the matter is receiving attention and that the project will resume once the required materials are secured.
But for this contractor who is on it by this time, stay up with Chili, Yakupanga police post. But otherwise, we have noted it, we have consulted him several times. So, my materials, I know a later patali figure. But his contract is within, but should he exceed December, then he might be removed, or he might be stopped, or he might be discarded and re-engage another contractor.
A Matero resident who is into shoemaking, Andrew Milambu, is urging youth to embrace their talents and ambitions, saying doing so would help shape their future, especially now when the country is facing economic hardships. Mr. Milambu, who designs and makes various types of shoes for a living, says his business has continued to grow as he mainly supplies boots to policemen and the Air Force and other security wings. He adds that the business has enabled him to provide for his family. Mr. Milambo has also called on government to empower small-scale entrepreneurs with funds so that they can increase their production and create employment opportunities for other youths.
So like for us, the only thing we are lacking in our program is just empowerment. If you can find someone who can, or the government, if it can empower us in our business, we can be so grateful, because the only thing we are lacking is capital to fund in, whereby we are able to produce a lot of products. And at least a lot of youths, whereby we are helping each other to be producing these things. Otherwise, we are lacking money otherwise.
Another shoemaker, Charles Achomba Kaila, has appealed to parents to train their young people to use their talents, saying skills are equally important and beneficial rather than holding on to the belief that only formal education can secure one's future.
When we used to grow up, they taught us to say, go to school. When you finish school, you become somebody. So that's a vision. So when you have children, you don't want to train your children into having talents so that they can develop their talents. All you tell them is to go to school. When you finish school, you look for a job and start working. So those are the transcripts that has been put into our mindset. But if you look at the Bible or the people that lived way back before us, you'd find that nobody prospered by working for somebody.
The National AIDS Council has urged the government to prioritize adolescents and young people when they start rolling out the newly launched injectable antiretroviral ARV for HIV prevention. The Minister of Health recently announced the registration of a 6-month injectable antiretroviral lenacapav-LEN for HIV prevention. NAC Director General KB Musokotwane says young people and adolescents are the most vulnerable and high-risk group when it comes to HIV and AIDS. Dr. Musokotwane says this is why they should be given priority so as to reduce the numbers and avoid any further increase in the statistics. He is confident that the injectable vaccine will help the country address the concerns of high HIV infections among adolescents.
We need to target the adolescents and young people, because from over the past 2 years, what we've noticed is that the new infections are mainly coming from adolescents and young people. Mm-hmm. So obviously we need to target that age group, 15 to 24, and then also we also need to take into account that we do not have like sort of the amounts of doses that we have obviously are limited.
Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency ZCSA Executive Director Gerard Chizinga has urged the local manufacturers to collaborate with the agency to promote product compliance and consumer protection. Mr. Chizinga says that ZCSA is ready to work closely with local manufacturers in promoting product safety. He said this in Lusaka yesterday when his delegation visited Crown Millers Limited to appreciate the operations of the company. This was part of ZCSA's management visits of manufacturers of products covered by compulsory standards. Mr. Chizinga said that ZCSA undertakes management visits periodically to appreciate the operations of regulated entities.
We undertake visits to factories just to appreciate the operations that are there. Specifically for yourself, as Crown Millers, we decided to undertake this visit because we are told that there are new developments here. You have a new milling plant. So the idea is basically to visit you, know each other, and then also to give you an opportunity to speak to ourselves in case there are better ways in which we can support you. Introducing products that are safe. Our role is to enforce standards, quite right, we are a regulator, but we are also a friend to yourselves. We must be always working.